Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello and welcome. This is Jazzy.
This is Jazzy Jessam. Times. Jazzy Times in the morning, where we listen to slow jazz and talk about how we feel.
Let's roll in with some of that sweet, sweet Ooh. Slow jazz coming from our favorite bassist, Bartholomew the Bassist.
That's right. Marty, hit us with that sax real slow. What a wild day.
Such
to be
a shame
alive.
Radio's
what a time.
Dying, you know?
Isn't it? It is such a shame.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. There it's used nothing. To be this show in the morning where I grew up. I don't know if this is true for everywhere, but maybe. It was called War of the Roses. And so what they would do is like, let's pretend that you and I are like dating. So you call if you think that you're partners cheating, and then the radio company would call and be like, hi, you get a free dozen roses. Who would you like to send the roses to? And then if they pretty much honestly, if they sent it to their partner, the partner was still like, I still think he's cheating. But then sometimes they would send it to like somebody that they were cheating with, and then they'd have these fights on the air. And I was like, this is the best radio.
Ruining lives since before the big pictures came.
It was a lot, but it was, I mean, that nothing wakes you up like a cheating scandal. You know what I mean?
I like a little talk radio in the morning. I'll tell you that.
Me too. I like to talk.
I mean, I guess the Taylor Strecker show was radio.
It was. I know. And I guess, well, it's just like, you know what it is? Because I don't drive. But it used to be like radio was something for me that kept you company in the car.
Yeah.
That's for me. So if I, it's like living in a city, I mean, maybe during your commute, but then you don't have signal. So it would have to be a podcast.
I also feel like that's why I don't know new music ever.
Yes, I say that all the time. I'm like, how would I know new music? I don't listen to the radio.
Like, I'm not going to be sitting in my fucking apartment listening to Jams 96.3. I'm 32 fucking years old.
That's what I'm... It's illegal to listen to the radio, I think, if you're not moving. If you're stationary, you cannot be... You can't. It's... Yeah. That's insane.
And it's not like you can listen to the radio on your... Well, I guess maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how the radio works. Is there an app for radio? I don't know.
And is there an app for radio? Should we corner the market on radio app?
That's a really great idea.
Radio Disney.
And please no one steal that idea because it is ours. And
do you know that this is a little pivot from Radio Disney, but my very first improv class ever, improv 101 intensive.
Absolutely. Oh, you did the week long, right?
I did the intensive. I wasn't even living in the city. I literally graduated from college, came home. It was like my first week home. I got drunk in my basement by myself. Typical.
Hell yeah.
And I had been obsessed with like UCB, obviously, for like years on
YouTube
and all of that. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to like book this week-long intensive class and stay at my uncle's in Connecticut for the week, which I did. And it was Neil Casey's last class before he like went off to SNL. It was a very exciting time, but there was actually like several people in that class have like gone on to be successful.
That's incredible.
Which is interesting. But that was also the first, I think it was like the third day in that class was when I met Liza Minnelli on the street. And one of the girls in my class was Liza Minnelli's lighting stand-in.
Oh.
For the Tony Awards, because her dad was some big producer. But that same girl later told me that she was on the Kids Bop tour when she was a kid. So, like, instead of high school, she was on tour with Kids Bop and, like, had to take, which is just, isn't that a wild thing?
Well, that is wild.
Have you heard of, you know Kids Bop?
No.
Jesse.
I immediately thought of Hanson and I thought
Google
of
Kids Boom Bop.
Bop.
Google Kids
and I thought
Bop.
It was just Kids Bop.
No, okay, Google Kids Bop. Bop.
Kids Bop. I wasn't all that girl. Like
Kids Bop was a radio. It was a CD.
Oh, sorry.
Remember they would
listened to Broadway Kids.
They would release like it'd be like Kids Bop 1 and it'd be all the hits sung by kids. They're up to like
got it.
They're up to like Kids Bop like 126 or something.
Damn.
I can't believe you haven't heard that. They had commercials on all the time.
I listened to Broadway Kids. I really did.
I believe
that. And I think
that,
if I heard Kids Bop, I thought to myself, why would I listen to a song that's not sung by the artist that I would want to hear it from? But that's me.
Well, that is me also. But I think it was for kids. It's made for like
kids. It's for kids. And it's for kids by kids.
Yeah.
Approved by kids. We love that. Well,
and they've been touring for the past like 20 years.
Incredible.
Anyway, I thought you would know what Kids Bop was. Actually pretty remarkable to me that you don't.
I know. I either know something or I've never heard of it before in my life.
I know. It's wild. You either know something in great detail.
Yeah.
Or have no knowledge of it whatsoever.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I am who I am, and I won't apologize for it.
No, as well you shouldn't.
Thank you.
I mean, sometimes you should. There's some things.
Every now and then.
I'm not referring to Kids Bop, but there's other things that you probably should know about. But
yeah, well, how's your life? How's everything going? What's
shitty.
On the horizon? Okay. Yeah,
no, yeah. I'm kidding. Things are good. I'm totally content. I feel so good. So good.
I don't believe you, but good.
As a tear streams down my face and lands on the microphone.
The only thing I want you to remember right now, as you sit in your apartment worrying about, I don't know what, just think about you a year ago and how excited and proud you'd be of all the issues you have now.
No, I'm not stressed about any of my like issues with work stuff. I think I just... I don't know. I'm like, it's cuffing season. Everyone I know is married or in a relationship. I'm just feeling a little... You know, yesterday I spent $49.90... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I spent $49.99 on Tinder Super Boost.
Okay, now I'm upset. We're boosting on Tinder. Okay, so there, that's... Okay.
It just doesn't work for me. Let me tell you that. Even with Super Boost, Jesse.
Yeah.
Even with the 3-hour super boost, I was left with about 4 potential matches, all of whom you would be just, it really bum you out. I'll tell you.
I mean, that makes me, okay, so it sounds like maybe you need a cuddle puddle. You need a little cuddling. A little kiss or two.
Well, I mean, I haven't been touched since long before COVID, so probably that's something.
Okay, well,
that could be affecting me.
First of all,
I feel like those horses that get stressed out and they need to like wrap, put a goat in their fucking cage so that they calm down.
Here's the thing. First of all, I wish that right now you guys were virtual, but if we were with each other, I feel like sometimes it's like you, I think friends can give each other like long hugs. Like, and I personally, I think that there can be platonic like cuddling. That's what I think. I know you're like repulsed by even the idea of it, and you would absolutely throw me off of you faster than a speeding bullet. But I do believe sometimes, like, because, you know, on my old podcast, Claire and I interviewed a cuddle specialist, like somebody who you like pay to go and they cuddle with you.
I've literally looked into it, but I just, it seems like so depressing. And you know, I would fall in love with my cuddle professional almost immediately.
Yeah, there is that. There is a chance of that for sure.
Did you ask her about that, if that ever happens?
I think it's pretty professional.
No, I'm sure. But like, if you asked her if she's ever had to deal with people that have like gotten feelings for her.
No. Well, we interviewed a man, actually.
Ooh, was doing it. What did he look like?
He looked professional.
Was he like, I also imagine, and I don't mean to sound rude when I say this, but I feel like a cuddle professional wouldn't be hot.
You know, like, I don't know.
Like, there's, I feel like they would ride a unicycle.
Yeah. They're definitely eccentric people, which to me, if you're like trying to cuddle and you're like, I don't want to be nervous about being attracted to them, there's comfort there, if you will.
There seems like there'd be a body odor, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Those are fighting words.
I'm just going to put it out here. I feel like a cuddle professional would not shower on a regular basis or be someone that was against using aluminum deodorants, things like that.
I hear you. Well, Claire did have a good experience when she went.
She went?
She went. She used a woman.
Who did she? She had to go somewhere?
Yeah. I think you go to their place or something like that.
Okay, so what happened? I want to hear what happened with Claire.
She went and she said, like, you know, a lot of it is kind of like de-stressing from a stranger touching you. But I think that the person, like, everything's slow at first. You pick the pace. And then, like, honestly, at the end, you're probably just in the fetal position with someone around you, like, playing with your hair. And you're like, yeah, this is what I wanted. Like, this is nice.
And listen, I'm going to be honest. I feel like a woman just wouldn't quench that for me.
Okay. First of all, I'm upset that you... I think that I actually am a very good... I think that I realized that I wasn't like touched a lot as a kid.
Well, so, obviously me either.
Right. So as an adult, I was like so scared. Like I had like a barrier, but then I tried to work through it and I actually feel like a very kind of physical person.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. I think that I used to get, because working in the restaurant too is just like, it's a very like touchy, cuddly kind of environment. Cause it's
very
so
musical
small.
Theater. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it's very musical theater. Cause it also, there's a bunch of impassioned musical theater wannabes that are working.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe just like being working from, I don't like get out enough, I think is what it is. I need to like start getting out more, but I don't like being out. It's just really the
next time you come over, we'll watch a movie. Okay. And everyone could just relax. I don't know who would have a problem with this, but then it's like during the movie, I can just like play with your hair or like rub your back.
I love
it's
a like, good back rub.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very loving thing to do.
I'm about my hair being played with because I have so many. This is like TMI. Well, it's not TMI. I don't care because I've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But because of ADD, I like, you know, pick.
Oh, of course. You don't have to worry about that with me.
So there's like, it's like Scab City up there.
That's fine.
It's absolutely, I need to, just get it get back on the straight and narrow, if you will.
Well, I always tell myself, like, I had been picking, like, my fingers recently, as you can see. Mm. And I always tell myself, like, because I always want to be like, stop picking your fingers. That's the problem. But that's never the problem. Like, the problem is something else I'm like avoiding.
I also read, because this article, the girl that it was like written by this girl that had ADD and had just like picked at her scalp forever. And she was like, and if I don't have any scabs on my scalp, my fingernails are so bloody. Like my, like she does the same thing.
Yeah.
Like this random article that I read.
Yeah. It's like, of course, a lot of people deal with it. And a lot of people, it's like we do things to our bodies sometimes to get back in our bodies or to like calm ourselves down or, you know, all
of that
stuff.
Yeah, it's just like an anxious tick, I think. I don't know.
Right. It's not a thing. I mean, my question is just, what are you anxious about?
I don't know. I mean, I guess like that's also, I feel like my brain isn't like being stressed enough about, like I miss like going into an office and working, but I do kind of miss the stress of like, or like just having things that I have to, that aren't so scattered and random and disparate, which I'm hoping now with the fall coming, things will like pick up a lot more. And it's, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it because it just sounds like a fucking whining person, I think. If I heard myself 5 years ago, I'd be like, what are you literally talking about? But I think that I've lost personal relationships because I don't have to be someplace physically, if that makes sense.
I get that. Of course it makes sense.
So, and I'm just like so sick of the apps. There's nothing. Like, I'm like, it is like fishing for fucking sharks in a lake. It's just not going to happen.
That's not true. And that's not true.
I don't know. I think that maybe it's true. I'm thinking that maybe... I'm not saying it's never going to happen for me. I just don't know that it's going to happen with these apps.
It might not happen with the apps. The apps, like, I think the apps, when I was, like, dating, I would use the apps as either a confidence boost, where I would just go on there and be like...
But see, that it does the exact opposite effect to me.
Okay. Or I guess, like, I guess I just used it as, like, a weird writing experiment half the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like...
Maybe there, you know, there's a gay club by me we could go to. Icon.
Yeah. See, but I'm like, I don't even want to do, like, I just need to, I need to sell a TV show. That's, then I'll be on set and then maybe I'll be able to flirt with a cute tech guy. So it all comes down to me needing to sell a television show or movie.
I think that, I mean... Listen, sometimes it's like just, I don't know, maybe you, if you want to just be like cuddled and held, I'm volunteering myself for that. Okay. And then if it's like you want to go out and be social, I'm like, there, we can do that with no stakes. Cause I feel like as soon as there are stakes, it gets stressful.
Well, I want to be cuddled and held, but like, you know, there's a difference. No offense.
I like, get what you're saying. You know. I get what you're saying, but I also think there is like a something that's released in your body when someone is doing it. Like even for my boyfriend, like when we would first cuddle and stuff, it's not like I was nervous because it's like I'm getting comfortable with this person. And if anything, I'm more stressed out because I'm like, I hope that my hair smells okay. You know, like there's, and when you're just with a friend cuddling, there's like no stress with it. It's like maybe just relax and lean into it. What do I know?
It's not that. It's not that. It's just like I think I need like some weight, some heft.
Okay.
I need a masculine. Like
my boyfriend will do
energy.
It. My boyfriend will do it.
No, because I don't want
to. He's obsessed with you. He actually is obsessed with you.
I can't have that conversation when I steal him out from under you.
That's true.
So, anyway, you have a big trip coming up now.
I do have a big trip coming up, which I didn't realize I was stressed for a little bit, but I'm feeling way better now that I addressed it. But yeah, so I'm going home and I'm going to one of my friend's wedding.
Okay.
And my birthday is on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So and my friend's wedding is on my birthday, but I'm spending like my birthday. I'm seeing my sister, but then like I am spending my birthday with my boyfriend, which, like, I have never even
Is he coming
home with me? Yeah.
Wow. Are you nervous?
Yeah. I don't think I'm really nervous. I think I'm, I feel like I'm just excited.
Good.
I'm excited. He's briefly meeting my parents because that happened kind of last minute.
Well, I figured if he's coming home with you, where are you staying?
Well, okay. So originally my parents are out of town. They're on a trip right now. So I was like, what a perfect little quinky dink. But then I don't know what happened, but we're going to Colorado after, which is like where his family is and he loves the mountains. And we're going to camp and stuff. So then we're going there after. So it turns out that he's going to meet my parents and I'm going to meet his mom. So it's a big trip.
Wait, so are you still staying at your parents?
Absolutely.
So how long are they going to be there the whole time you're there?
No. So we leave Monday morning and they get home like late Sunday night.
Oh, perfect.
So it's a quick.
Yeah.
Do-si-do, if you will.
I mean, just enough.
Just enough.
So is he going to sleep in your room on Sunday night?
I think it'd be weird if, yeah, right? I'll be 34 at that point.
I mean, yes, but also.
I mean, my mom, I'm sure, will say something or do something about it, but.
I remember, my brother and his now wife, they used to date long distance.
Yeah.
She lived in Boston. And so she would come and stay at my parents, but he would stay on the couch. And I was like, Mom, you don't let them sleep in the same room? And she was like, I didn't say anything. I'm sure they just feel weird. I was like, no, it's because they think that you're going to feel weird. You have to say that it's fine. And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, just say so. And of course she said something and then they started but
yeah,
whatever. It's one night. It might be fun to have him sleep on a couch.
I'll have him sleep at the foot of my parents' bed.
It might be fun. You can sneak him into your teenage bedroom, but all things that you didn't get to do in high school.
Well, I mean, first of all, because this isn't the house I grew up in. This is just the house I lived in during COVID. So there isn't that thrill about it, as well as I'm probably going to be stressed out. So I don't want to feel like I'm sneaking around. I just want to feel everybody's cool. Door is shut. Let's call it a day. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have sex, you can do it anywhere.
First of all, yeah. I mean, I think when my parents are there, I might choose to not have sex out of absolute and sheer total fear and stuff. But that's me. And I have obviously a weird complex with just I don't know.
And then so Monday you go to Colorado for how long?
Yeah, till Friday.
Are you staying with his parents?
No, his brother's out of town. So we're staying at his brother's house. And then, I don't even know. I think he's supposed to be kind of figuring out the Colorado stuff. So I'm not sure.
How many siblings does he have?
Two brothers.
Where does he fall in the lineup?
One for you. Just kidding. He's the youngest. I know.
That explains why he's so mentally healthy.
That's it.
Yeah, he doesn't have any gay brothers. What the fuck? How homophobic is that?
I know. I'm really disappointed in him.
Well, that'll be fun.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be look at me, you know?
Yeah. Look at me. I'm Sandra D.
Exactly. I'm just whooping
lousy
it up.
With virginity.
Exactly.
I'm gonna bet illegally wear.
I literally think I am gonna lose my virginity this weekend.
Oh my God.
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm nervous and I'm excited.
I just got butterflies for some reason.
I got butterflies. It's gonna be a big weekend.
How was your Labor Day weekend? Did you do anything?
What did I do? I went thrifting, I didn't find anything.
Oh.
I know. It's a bummer when that happens, but sometimes I'm also really proud of myself when that happens because I'm like, that's right. We don't buy anything we don't love. Like, you have to love it.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. And I did spend like a lot of time by myself, which I personally needed and wanted. Like, I was feeling a little disconnected. So I spent some time with myself, and that was really nice, and cooked and watched movies and
just
had slow days.
I had a depressing weekend too.
I didn't say it was depressing.
What did you watch? Anything good? Did you watch The Devil?
Call Me By Your Name.
Wait, let's go back there also. I was dying because the day that the Army Hammer docuseries comes out on Discovery Plus, I get a Venmo from Jesse for $4 that says, call me by your name. Because Jesse decided the rest of the world wants to shun out Army Hammer. I'm going to rent his movie.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, everyone's been saying it's a good movie.
Except for me.
Except for you. My boyfriend was like, you should see it. And I said to myself, probably as soon as I watch the documentary, which I can't watch anyway because I don't have Discovery, I'll never want to see it. And I wanted to see the movie.
Yeah.
I heard it was beautiful.
Well,
it's upsetting. I mean, now I wish it had been recasted, but
I also didn't like the movie from the get.
You didn't? From the get?
Like, I never liked it. When I first saw it, I was like, what is the big deal? Why is everyone saying this is so good?
Well, first of all, I did think the kissing was really great.
Listen, I thought we all like love really watching people make out. I thought it was the gay stuff, it was great. But what is the problem? Why do you, like, the kid in it, the Timothy Chalamet character, I'm like, your parents, A, could not be more open and receptive. B, they're basically setting you up to get fucked and like live your fantasy.
Yeah.
Who comes out? You know who the real hero of that story is? The Italian girlfriend that Timothy Chalamet keeps dumping because he's fucking the grad student in his dad's office.
Well, okay. So first of all, I thought it was a really great display of unconditional love, like from his parents. Like, I thought that was really beautiful. I thought it got slow towards the end because ultimately you're right. We're watching kind of like a heartbreak story of just like two people that I guess won't end up together. And I thought his dad says that really beautiful speech kind of about like, I know it's easy to want to shut off your emotions when the pain comes. But essentially, like, if you shut off your emotions, you're also not going to feel the great stuff. So, like, as much as it hurts, like, just it'll pass type thing. And I thought that was really beautiful. And I mean, yeah, I think that we're all jealous of his parents in that because they're so open and loving and understanding. And I think that it's a great way to think about, like, how can I be like that? And also, like, even if you do have a family like that, it doesn't mean it saves you from heartbreak, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. There was things where I'm like, that's not great. He was very inspirational, whatever. You shouldn't be setting your kid up, though, next to this inappropriate age gap.
I know. I feel like everything in Europe, I'm like, everything's, I don't know what happened. They were reading a book as a family. I said, now that's unrealistic. Stop the movie.
They were reading
a book as a family in German. The mom's reading German because they all speak 75 languages and translating it. And I went, what a boring night. Can you imagine as an adult putting your head on your dad's lap and your mom's reading a story? But then I was like, is that actually the biggest turn on I've ever had in my life? I'm like, is that what I want? Do I want someone to play with my hair and read to me?
Yes.
Do
of course.
I?
That's
I
all
do.
I've ever wanted.
So I'm like, okay, I have my next kink. Like, I want to, I'm like, that's
I
so
think that's like
beautiful.
A common thing that people want.
I've never in my life, maybe because I'm dyslexic, I was always like, never read to me, like put away a book or like, I don't know. But now I think it's so loving. I think I love having nights where it's like no screen nights. And I think those are hard.
Imagine laying in bed and someone like, that's such a fantasy. I'm laying in bed and some hot man is reading to me until I fall asleep while gently tussling my hair.
I'm going to force my boyfriend to do that.
It sounds amazing.
I'm going to force him against his will. And if he asks me to return the favor, I'm going to be like, I'm dyslexic and this won't go as well for like, you.
This will not be as relaxing for either of us. As
yeah,
because
I'll be like, suddenly there was suddenly it as the sun subtly, like it just won't be relaxing. I'll try my best, but I feel like it's going to be better coming from him and I'll just kind of like reap the benefits of that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what a gorgeous opportunity though for all of us. Reading to me while playing with my hair, hell yeah.
The dream.
Europeans did it right. And like the amount of biking and water holes, the amount of water, they were like, let's jump in. I was like, what's in the water? Is anyone concerned?
I would love to jump in a watering hole. You know that I didn't go in any kind of lake, anything this whole fucking summer. Nothing.
I didn't know that. That's upsetting.
Very upsetting.
That's illegal. I'm like, what do you want to do in October? That's spooky. We should do something.
Oh, I could kill myself. No, I'm just kidding. You want spooky? I'm just kidding. That was inappropriate.
Something fun and spooky. Don't joke about my friend that way.
Listen, it's a funny joke.
It's hilarious.
It's like it's when people say like, that's going to be my 13th reason. I think that's so funny.
Oh, I've never heard that, but that is dark.
I didn't get it. And I was like, what? Taylor said it. And I was like, what? And she was like,
oh, wow.
Isn't that what the kids say? And I was like, oh my God, that's so fucked up.
I've never heard that, but that is...
Well, because that show, 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
I just watched that show, Devil in Ohio.
What's that?
It's like a Netflix new limited series. It's like top 10. I don't know. It was kind of, I don't know how you'd feel.
What's it about?
Emily Deschanel from Bones. Remember her?
Yeah,
is the star. She's a psychiatrist. Some girl like they find on the road in like pilgrim clothes and they're like, what the fuck's going on? And like she ends up taking her home because there's no place in foster care. So she like lets her stay at her place with her teenage kids and husband for the night. But like long story short, this girl escaped from a cult in the next county where they like worship the devil. And this girl is like the chosen one, which basically means they're going to sacrifice her. So that's why she runs away. And then that's what it's about.
Well, that sounds very scary.
Yeah, there's like, it was good.
Okay.
Did you watch Avila, the new, it's like a Hallmarky Netflix movie?
Oh, I got pretty far and then I literally was so bored.
It was boring.
First of all, it's Bonnie from Vampire Diaries, which that actress, I'm always like, no.
Wait, which one? The main girl?
Yeah.
She's been in so many like holiday movies like that. She was in Operation Christmas Drop or whatever. She was in a Holiday Calendar. She was in.
Yeah. I'm not into it. And he was horrific.
He also, I'm like, the casting.
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, I don't know one redeeming quality about him. He doesn't look like first of all, he's too German looking for me. Second of all, it's like, he's too attractive even to me. I'm like, why is this guy, like, I just don't get it.
He's so attractive, it's not attractive.
Exactly. You're just like, no.
I'm like, I need like a little spice. There's no spice.
The girl's ex-boyfriend who breaks up with her or whatever, he should have been the lead. I was like, why isn't he our lead? Like, he's lovable and cute and sweet, and I would much rather him than this like guy who was a fitness model. I don't need him.
I agree.
I was so turned off. And he doesn't like cats. I was like, this is not a man.
Well, he's allergic,
that
is supposed to be
whatever.
The
premise. Allergies are a choice.
Well, I know that people with cats love to believe that.
I do love to believe that.
That it is true. People with dogs and cats, when people are allergic, they're like, well,
take a Claritin.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was so bad. I literally didn't even want to finish it. I was like, I don't even know what's happening. And I truly don't care.
Yeah, it was. And long.
It was upsetting.
It was long.
Long. It was too long.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I thought, that's not good. What did I watch that was even good recently? I watched the Mateo documentary on Netflix.
Insane.
The football player who got catfished.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah. Well, it was sad. It's pretty sad and upsetting. But that guy has a great head on his shoulders and is hot.
Have you watched White Lotus?
Yeah, I think so.
With like Jennifer Coolidge and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like the show on HBO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With like Jennifer Coolidge and
Connie Britton.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you not like it? I thought it was so amazing.
I liked it. I think those are always the shows I think are going to have like a big twist, and then there really isn't that big a twist.
I don't know. I thought it was really good. I thought it was like funny.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought Jennifer Coolidge was amazing. They were like,
she was great.
Like, so many of them were nominated for Emmys.
Yeah. Natasha Rothwell, I thought, was great.
She was nominated. Jennifer Coolidge was nominated. The wife was nominated. The like one with
the bad guy, yeah.
The newly married couple. They were both nominated. Connie Britton and her husband were both nominated in the show. Were both nominated. The gay guy was nominated. Who I think like in the best actress category for limited series, like it's five of them and two people from other shows.
Wow. Who won?
I don't know. It's not until this weekend.
Oh, okay. I actually don't know when awards are.
And the guy that wrote that show.
Yeah.
Wrote and directed that show was A, on Survivor.
What?
He was like on Survivor when he was already like a big director and stuff. Like he went on Survivor just because he like wanted to play the game and
That's
he liked
so fun.
It. And then he was also the writer of School of Rock and he was Ned Schneebly. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I just threw myself off the balcony. Ned Schneebly.
What?
School of Rock is one of the best movies ever.
School of Rock is so good.
So good.
The scene, I do this scene all the time when she's like, which is so fucked up, I think, when she's like, Mr. Shu, I don't want to sing. And he's like, why? And she's like, because I'm fat. And then instead of being like instead of just the way he comforts her is saying Aretha Franklin's fat and people love Aretha.
Yeah.
And then she does. I mean, the final performance in School of Rock.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite things in the world.
Honestly, I want to watch that today. It's the best movie
I own it
ever.
On Amazon. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God. It's so good.
On a roll. Got no.
Oh, Joan Cusack.
Oh,
that's a dream role for me. I'm
Kiss
not kidding.
Ass, and if you want to be.
It's a dream role for me where she's like with the parents, too. And she's like, OK, I love her. I love that whole movie. I think it's such a happy movie. I love any movie that brings like kids together and.
When she gets drunk off the one beer at the when they
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so good.
And she starts singing Stevie Nicks. It's like.
I didn't know that he wrote that.
Yeah. He's done like other things, too. He's gay, which, you know, you always like that.
You always root for a gay. I know I do.
Always root for. Let's see. I'm looking him up because I think he's done like a lot of other things, too. He wrote. Remember the movie Orange County?
No.
It's.
He wrote that.
Yeah. He wrote Despicable Me 4. He's writing right now. White Lotus, School of Rock, Pitch Perfect 3.
Wow.
Nacho Libre. I mean.
Oh, that's funny.
Freaks and Geeks, Dawson's Creek. He's had quite the
career.
Quite the little career, hasn't he?
Good for Schneebly.
He's written a lot of like. He wrote the Emoji Movie.
Oh my God.
He's probably so fucking rich.
I hope he's happy.
And he lied about who he was when he was on Survivor because
that
makes a lot
sense.
Of them do. They don't want people to know that like they're rich. But I'm like, you should not win $1 million. You literally get it every day.
Please don't.
And he, I think, even says in the finale, he's like, I'm not going to win. I don't need the money, but like I got here. Because he gets all the way to the finale.
Wow.
Because people like him.
Good for Schneebs. That's exciting.
But also in 1 minute, I'd be like, aren't you Ned Schneebly? Like, nobody recognized him, and it was after School of Rock.
I probably wouldn't.
I definitely would.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would, but good for him. I miss him. I miss him every day. I think about him all the time.
Well, he's doing very well. He is nominated for about 45 fucking Emmys, so.
Wow. Good for him.
I also thought Jennifer Coolidge, that is a dream role in White Lotus.
I heard he wrote it for her.
He did, and I watched an interview with her where she said no at first.
Oh.
Because he only asked her like 6 weeks before filming, and she said no because she didn't want to show her body because it was like going to be filmed on location and stuff. And she was like, I don't have enough time to like get my body where I want it. And he was like, it's not about that at all and whatever, and like convinced her to do it.
He was like, Aretha Franklin showed her body 6 weeks before and everybody loved her.
Kick some ass, and if you wanna be the teacher's pet, ooh la la la, ooh.
I have to watch that today now. I literally don't have a choice.
You absolutely must. Miranda Cosgrove as the little.
I know. Oh my god, the type A iconic.
And when he tells her to be a groupie, and then she waits for him outside. I googled groupies. They're sluts. They sleep with the band. It's a good movie.
Jeez, I have to watch that today. My God, do I have to watch that today?
What else is going on?
What else is going on? I bought a rug yesterday.
For where?
For in my bedroom. I think okay. It's going to be in like the closet kind of area. And it has clouds on it. And I think it's so cute.
I know. I'm surprised you haven't painted your room yet, actually. Or did you?
No, right now my room is white only because I'm trying to keep it really serene in there and like not as like visually active as my living room.
Mm-hmm.
As stimulating, if you will. So I'm trying to keep it really serene in there.
Well, that's
on
nice.
Purpose. Thank you. That's who I am.
Maybe I need a project or something.
It sounds like you need a project.
The thing is, I have things to do. I just don't want to do them.
I get that. That you I know? Do get. Yeah. Like, sometimes, yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe you just need a fun day.
I guess.
When's the last time you had like a fun day?
Couldn't tell you.
Like, you love going to the movies, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't gone in for... you know that I haven't gone since I moved to this apartment and I live next door to the theater?
Okay, that's what you're doing. You need to go to the movies. You love the movies.
I do love the movies, but there hasn't been like any good movies out.
Oh, have you been hearing about the drama of my darling?
It's so confusing.
What is going on?
Like, it seems to be painting Olivia Wilde in the bad.
Really bad.
What is the deal? Did her and Harry break up?
I'm going to assume that for sure.
Why are you assuming that? I'm not being I was reading this morning. I was like, what's going on?
I mean, I guess I haven't heard about them together in a while. I just sort of haven't been paying attention, but I don't think he's making eye contact with her. So that makes me feel like.
Oh, like at all these red carpet events?
Yeah. It makes me feel like they're not together.
Yeah. And they didn't sit next to each other.
Right. I don't think they're together.
But have you seen these rumors that he like spit on Chris Pine?
Yeah.
And I watched the video.
What do you think?
It looks kind of like he did spit on him.
I know. And Chris Pine looks like he like almost expected something bad.
But
and then
people
just...
are like, he wouldn't be laughing if he spit on him. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I would respond. Like,
of course, you're in a public press conference. What are you going to do?
And it's like, so I'm like, is Chris Pine now dating Olivia Wilde? Is that what's going on?
Maybe. They seem very chummy. Well, he seems like the only person who's talking to her.
Married or something?
Oh, is he?
I don't know. Let's see. Chris Pine.
I miss him with dark
hair.
I don't think
he is married.
Okay, so he's single. Or I think. I don't know, I guess.
Oh, CNN an hour ago. It says, don't worry, darling. We'll explain about the spit.
Oh.
In footage from the Venice Film Festival... blah, blah, blah. Styles is seen approaching Pine to take a seat next to an actor at a screening of the thriller. Also, I didn't realize this movie was a thriller. I thought it was like...
Oh, I didn't realize it was a thriller.
No. As Styles quickly moves to a seat, he makes a subtle motion with his mouth, suggesting he may have spit. Finally, Santa's lap pausing. Okay, let's see. Others argue. I don't understand here. Pine was seen on the red carpet, charmingly taking photos with a disposable camera of the film star Florence Pugh. And like him. And Nick Kroll. I'm like, why is Nick Kroll in this movie?
I know.
This is not explaining anything, CNN. Like, you're not telling me one thing.
I don't think anybody knows. I literally don't
think. They didn't tell us anything. What do you mean we'll explain?
Ugh.
They're not explaining anything.
That's my whole TikTok. They're like, this is what's happening. And then they just say everything that we've all speculated. I'm like, you don't know either.
It does seem, though, that Florence Pugh wants nothing to do with the movie or anyone.
Absolutely. And I kind of feel like whatever must have happened, like, good for her for being like, screw you guys.
Well, also, it must be annoying that, like, to work on the movie with while they were dating.
So annoying.
And isn't that how they met and started dating?
Yeah.
So annoying.
So annoying. I would be like, I don't need this.
It's fucking weird.
It's so weird. She's like, kiss him like me. Watch. I'd be like, stop.
Yeah, right. And Florence, I guess he like goes down on her.
Okay.
In the movie, because that's what she said. She's like, I think she's like, I don't want people to see this movie just because like the most famous man in the world is going down on me. Like, it's a good movie otherwise. But is it?
Is it?
I want to see it just to watch him go down on her. I'm going to be honest.
I'm also like, this is where I have trouble. And I go, how do they make that? Like, I get that there might be like a piece of tinfoil in the way, but I'm like,
how do they film it?
Yeah.
I wonder that about all sex scenes.
Me too. And then I also ask myself, is this needed for plot?
No.
And then I just wonder what exactly we're doing.
And I wonder if like Olivia Wilde thought it was like a powering thing to have the woman be the one getting the
receiving or whatever. Fellatio. Yeah.
But I don't know.
I just think about the actress and I just think about the moments in that room. Can't help it.
And I'm sure because they have like, that was the whole thing with Euphoria is that they wanted like intimacy director.
Sure, yeah.
But the director of Euphoria like wouldn't have it because he wants to like direct everything. And so it's led to a very toxic like.
Of course, if a man's directing and writing a bunch of underage characters, women, I have a problem with that for me. And I just think it's sick. And I don't understand half the time why it's needed for plot. And then, like, I don't know. It grosses me out. It makes me upset for everybody. It does.
Yeah, I mean, it's gross.
It is.
Being said, would I suck dick on camera? Sure. Just kidding.
Wild.
Would you do a sex scene in a big movie?
It depends about why and what's happening.
Like, what if in Florence Pugh, they were like, we're going to go with Jesse Jollis.
Okay.
Harry Styles is going to go down on you.
I would just be like, why?
I would be like, okay, I'm in. Is it paid?
I don't know. Because what's funny is, like, I had to do a scene for a video one time where it was like, I was kissing somebody and then like I think my dress like comes like parts of it come off like and I so I'm in my bra. I don't remember if I'm but I'm in my bra and I'm like making out with this guy, which like sounds interesting. But then there's a fucking sound guy 2 feet away breathing and a PA and a director. And someone else who's there doing, I don't remember what. And there's just so many men in that room. And I remember being like, I don't like this. Like, I don't feel good. I'm so in my head. And I just like.
Well, I think that usually they like are supposed to clear anyone that's not absolutely like necessary.
Sure, but there's still a bunch of people in that room.
Yeah, but I'm like, there doesn't need to be a PA in there gawking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but how, like, that was at least my clothes on. I'm like, you know, I'm watching movies where a man is, like, suckling a woman's tit, and I'm going, is that's just a man suckling her tit. There's no acting there. There's no like thing in the way. I'm like, that's just fully happening. You know? Yeah. And that's wild.
It is wild.
It is wild. And then you can't help but wonder, like, the guy in Euphoria who's sitting behind the camera writing all these scenes and saying, let's do it again. And I'm going, do we not have it? Are you sure? Why do we need this other angle of my nipple?
I just watched the second season of The Comeback on HBO because I never watched it before.
Yeah.
Which, have you seen it? It's so...
I have to watch it. Yeah, Lisa Kudrow.
It's so good. But there's, like, yeah, a whole thing where... the writer like is writing in that she's like giving head to the guy because he like hates her. Basically, he's like doing it on purpose to like, like the writer hates her.
Yeah,
and it's the whole thing. But you should watch; it's very good.
Maybe I will.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll see that movie.
What movie?
The Harry Styles one.
Yeah, why not? It has a lot of drama attached. Which honestly, this could be all a publicity stunt, and if it is. That's kind of
cool. If it like, is, yeah, off. They need a raise.
Hats off. That's pretty cool, yeah.
I saw someone tweet it, like, the picture of all of them sitting at the premiere being like, the publicists should all get insane raises.
It's true. It's like...
But it's also, I'm like, Harry Styles, can you just calm down? Why do you need to be in all these, like, a movie also? Just chill.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was in movies.
He's not. I think this is his debut.
There you go. Welcome to the club.
Can he even act? According to the trailer, not really.
Really? I haven't even seen the trailer.
I did.
Was it? It wasn't good.
It doesn't look very good, no. But anyways. Oh, you have a lot to do. I have a lot to do.
Yeah, we're so busy, busy bees.
My butt's falling asleep. I need to get a better chair.
Yeah.
I'm just on a stool. My butt's asleep.
Oh, my God. Get yourself a nice chair. Are you crazy?
I know. I need a nice... I like having no back. It's like a nice look.
Oh.
Or, well, I guess who cares? I need a nice chair.
Who cares? Yeah. Screw it. Get a throne.
All right, guys. Send me examples of thrones that I should buy.
Okay, I will.
Okay? But you know what? Until next time... Live every day like you are what? The oldest.
What a draw. We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.